marching out in formation. Hey! Shelter.
Now, if you're watching the live coverage from the Royal Hospital Clonmany of the annual military ceremony and multi-faith service last Sunday, President Higgins laid a wreath in honour of all Irish men and Irish women who died in past wars or on service with the United Nations. A terrific ceremony. It takes place every year. And I watch it every year when I remember it's on. Anyway, when I was watching it the other day, I couldn't help but notice how well turned out our defence forces were on the day. Everybody looked fantastic, spick and span. And then when they were marching, they're marching along, and I got them thinking about their shoes. And I remembered, you know, the guys go into the army, and Brenda will talk more about this, they have to keep the shoes nice and clean and polished and spick and span and all that kind of stuff. But about 20 years ago, I did a little radio feature for BBC Radio 5 on a guy called Andre King, who had an unusual way of making a living on the corner of 42nd Street. He would stop people and ask them, did they want a dollar?
How about you, sir? Would you like a dollar? Your homeboy with the shades on, would you like a dollar bill? Basically, what I'm doing is offering people a dollar, ask them, do they want a dollar? Get their attention aroused. Why am I giving this dollar? I ask them two questions, basically. The first question is, what is the first thing that a woman looks at on a man? Most people don't get it right. Well, the correct answer is shoes. That's the first thing that a woman looks at, is a man's feet. So you ask them that, then you let them know what it is, shoes. They're thinking about it now. Then you offer them a shoe shine. Come here, would you like a dollar bill? Okay, I'm going to give you this dollar, right? But in order to get that dollar, you have to answer a question for me.
What?
Actually, there's two questions. The first question is, what is the first thing that a woman looks at on a man?
Usually his eyes.
His eyes? Okay, in your case, you have shades on, so what would a woman look at next?
Probably my build.
Your build? No. The first thing that a woman looks at on a man is his shoes.
Why?
Why? Because statistics say that. Now, I'm going to give you another offer to get that dollar. Would you allow me to shine your shoes, since that is the first thing that a woman looks at? Correct? If you do allow me to shine your shoes, and you do not like the shine that I'm going to give you, you can have that dollar as well as the shine, and you can go ahead. But if you do like the shine, we're going to be honest now, you're going to give me another dollar as well as this dollar, which is going to make that $2, and we're going to call it even. What do you say? Are you with it?
Okay.
You with it?
Okay.
Let's go.
So that's how Andre King turned a book on the corner of 42nd Street 20 years ago. Don't know if the man is still standing there, but it all came flushing back to me when I watched the ceremony the other morning, and I was thinking about shoe shines, and I said to Brenda, do you shine your shoes? Does Dennis shine his shoes? And we were talking about it in the office. Do we shine our shoes? You get yourself ready when you're going out at night, but do men shine their shoes anymore? And then I thought, when is the last time I actually got my own shoes shined? And it was in the airport. And I felt bad about it because somebody was there. You were sitting up on a high stool sort of thing and you were reading the newspaper and somebody was shining your shoes. And I actually felt like it was a very
demeaning
bad thing. Well, demeaning for the
yeah.
person who was shining the shoes. And you tend to give them a big tip because you feel bad about it. But that was the last time. I would never shine them at home. Anyway, you've been looking into this, Brenda.
Yes, I have. And it's always very interesting, anything to do with shoes and that. And the one thing that struck me was it's very much a generational thing. Like, I would think of my mother-in-law. I would think of people like that. And my granny. And they'd be saying you can't walk to the shop without your shoes shining. Whereas we really have lost that. And also the type of material in shoes. Now, most people wear runners a lot of the time. Or Velcro runners mm-hmm. and that. So there isn't the need for the buffing and the whole lot and the shining and the polishing. But really, I do think your fabulous New Yorker there has it in one. What do we look at first? We look at shoes and we make very quick, very fast judgments.
Well, now women do, not we. Women do. Yes, of course.
Well, I'm speaking we for the general we female population here. We do, and we make a very quick judgment. But I thought it'd be interesting, before I set out on this shoe polishing discovery journey this morning, I thought I'd go around and I'd chat with a few people about their shoe polishing techniques or style. Do they polish the shoes? How long is it since they polished them last? Etc. So here's just a quick snapshot of whether people are still polishing their shoes or not. I started off by asking, how long is it since you last polished your shoes?
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready now. Go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
A couple weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's it. 2 weeks ago.
That's not bad.
I have a pair of shoes that I wear out, but they're glossy shoes, so they don't really need to be polished. You just sort of clean them off with damp cloth.
All right, who's your friend here? Hiya, how are you?
Hello, how are you doing?
When's the last time you polished a pair of shoes, sir?
About a week or so ago. I was at a wedding, so it wasn't really a polish. It was more just a buff up, you know.
Yeah.
That's about it, though.
And do you know how to give a really good polish?
Well, no, my father does. He is a full polishing kit and he still does it.
Does he?
Yeah, so he showed me a few times, but I don't really pay attention to it, you know. You just give it a little buff and that's about it.
Well, Rand, I think it's very important for a man to have his shoes polished, to have especially clean shoes. I think first impressions are key. So if you're in a nightclub and you're young and you're meeting new people and if they have unpolished shoes, marks in the shoes, or especially dirty runners, because dirty runners are so in fashion today, that I just think you'd be completely turned off them. I think it's really important. If I'm out and I see someone, I wouldn't go near them, like, because it's so important. Like, your appearance is so important today.
You're in a nightclub and you're chatting to a guy and you look down and you check the shoes out very quickly, I presume.
Very quickly, very discreetly. And if you see dirty shoes or ragged laces or dirt on them, I'd presume then he's lazy and he's dirty. Like, it's going to take you 2 minutes.
When is the last time you polished your shoes?
About 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Was it an occasion?
Yeah, it's probably a wedding or something.
Why is it 3 years since you polished your shoes?
Well, it depends. If I get new shoes, I don't really polish them. I have new shoes all the time.
So you buy new shoes all the time, so you don't need to polish them?
Yeah,
God, you must be loaded, are you?
I don't know about that. My mother works in a shoe shop, so she brings some home every so often.
So you just throw away the shoes and get a new pair?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's very posh, isn't it? And do you know how to polish a pair of shoes?
Yeah, well, I think I do.
Yeah. You look very smart today, sir, with your lovely shiny shoes. Have you polished them?
Not for about a month.
About a month?
A month, yeah.
They're still shiny.
They're all the way from San Francisco. 10 years old, my favourite pair of shoes. So whenever I'm going to an important meeting, I pull these guys out.
And are you going to an important meeting right now?
Yes. I'm always looking at people's shoes. And, you know, I think sometimes guys will wear a great suit. And then I look down to their shoes and I'll think, uh-oh. You know, that it really tells you about what a person really is like. Do I polish them? Yeah, real polish, like I should have been in the army, but I wasn't.
I'm going up to a gentleman now. I hope he'll talk to me because he's not wearing any shoes and he's on a bicycle. Hi, sir. How are you?
How's it going?
What's your name?
Colm.
You don't mind, I'm Brenda from the Mooney Show. We're talking about polishing shoes today.
Right.
And I've just noticed you've no shoes at all on you.
Right.
Out and about Main Street, Rat Mines. Why not?
Actually, I flew in, I live in America, and I forgot to bring my runners. And all I had was these big boots.
Yeah.
So I decided I'd come down here and just buy some shoes in the shoe shop, some runners.
Now, when you do have shoes on, do you ever polish them? What's your thought?
Oh, every once in a while, like if I'm going out and I have some dress shoes, I'd run. I do keep a brush and a little thing of polish, and every once a year maybe, once every 2 years I'll hit it. Yeah.
On a sunny day, we're all wearing very light sandals. We're not wearing heavy boots. But if you were wearing boots, would you polish them regularly?
I wouldn't polish them every week. But if I was out in the rain and I knew that they had got muddy or dirty, I would certainly have them polished and clean before I'd go back out wearing them again.
Do you think we've lost the art of polishing shoes?
Yeah, I would say most of the shoes that are made now, probably the material that people are buying them in, isn't always leather. So it's probably hot water and a sponge or something rather than actually the whole thing of, you know, the older generation polishing their shoes and having them shined. For instance, my brother, who's in his early 40s, we were at a family celebration at the weekend and he had his shoes immaculate with a perfectly matching brown belt. And I just said, wow, that looks so impressive. I was really impressed.
If you're out and about and you're meeting a new guy and you look down at you wish, go on.
I won't go into that story.
Do you judge shoes?
I think I would see if someone didn't bother to have their shoes, if it was a date and he didn't have his shoes clean, I think it was a sign of maybe a lack of looking after himself or grooming. But if he looks after what he has, even if they're runners, if they're clean, then I think that says a lot for the guy and his standards overall. Step on my blue suede
shoe. Actually, by the way, remember Emerald Elvis, who we had on the program last year? And I can't remember, Mark Lean sent me a DVD of his final concert in Killarney.
Oh.
And I must have a look at it. But he said he was going to hang up his blue suede shoes.
That's right.
And his jumpsuit at the age of?
Fifth. I can't remember.
What age did Elvis die?
I don't know, I can't remember.
How did you get this job? No, he wasn't 47. He wasn't 47.
What was
June Rogers is out there. Does June Rogers know? She doesn't know. She's in the entertainment industry. Come on. What do you mean you weren't born?
40.
You can text 51551.
No, I should know this.
But he said he wouldn't continue on doing the Elvis impersonations 50. Because Elvis had died at this age and he was now this age and he was going to retire. So he had a farewell kind of concert and his DVD is out there. But Mark is Emerald Elvis, brilliant, terrific performer, super. That came into my mind. So anyway, where did you go next?
Well, what I thought of then, if you heard, we spoke to a gentleman in the Vox Pop there and he mentioned that he loves polishes and polishing his shoes so much that he should have actually been in the army. And when you think of who polishes their shoes the best, who gets the best shine, for who takes the greatest pride in what their feet look like or the boots that are on their feet, and that is the army, and the Irish army are up there among the greats. And I went to Cathal Brua Barracks in Rathmines, and very interesting because the 7th Infantry Battalion were actually practicing for a ceremony that's beginning this Saturday and is going on July and August every Saturday in Merrion Square. It's the Military Guard ceremony at the National Memorial and it's on at 12 o'clock every Saturday. So they're really in training, but it's not just about the training, it's about the look. Oh my God, I certainly wouldn't like to have anything wrong with my belt or my shoes or not to turn up.
Are they very strict?
They are extremely strict.
Well, they have to be, I suppose.
They are extremely strict, but boots make it the soldier, and you can really believe that when you hear this report.
Garden O'Rep! Up back! On him! Garden O'Rep!
Lieutenant Graham Towell of the 7th Infantry Battalion here in Cathal Brua Main Square. Ceremonial training going on behind us as we can hear. So what's going on? What are we training for on Saturday?
Well, Brenda, what we're training for here is the Merrion Square Memorial ceremony that we'll be conducting, starting this Saturday. Basically, what it involves is, as you can see behind me, the drill movements that are carrying it now is in rehearsal for that. And basically, we are commemorating the 86 personnel who lost their lives in service of the state, in reverence to the people who have died on that monument.
It's a very solemn ceremony, isn't it? I mean, I'm watching them as they're training. The heads have to be bowed and it's very respectful, the movements.
Yes, of course. The reason why we're here, we're practicing, rehearsing this is because it is very important for us to, obviously we're representing the state dressed as we are. And obviously next we are obviously for the families and obviously the loved ones of the people who have passed away, that we have to make sure that everything on the day is perfect. The uniform, the drill, our attitude, everything has to be of the highest standard.
And Lieutenant, what's the next step? What else are we up to this morning?
Well, after this, after they've practiced their initial rehearsal, they'll be taken over basically into a room, and basically all the uniforms will be checked off in detail by the sergeant who's given orders behind me here. Basically their boots, their uniforms, their weapons, all will be checked, and obviously we'll come back out here and continue with the rehearsals all, throughout the day.
We're all about the shoes today on the Mooney Show, and ye are the men that will have the shiniest shoes in the land.
Definitely all about the shoes. Obviously when people think of the military and things like that, people always focus directly on the shoes first before anything else, because obviously due to the fact that they're shining or that they've been worked on hard, it stands out compared to anybody else around them. So it really is one of the things we'll be focusing on now directly after this.
I wouldn't like to have a little speck of my shoes with that sergeant there. Oh my God, I hope they're all perfect.
They want to be at this stage here, and there's no excuses at this stage, and people who do not meet the standard will not be taking part on the day, and that's just the way it goes.
Lieutenant Graham Towell, lovely talking to you. What's the details again for Saturday for this wonderful ceremony you're going to do?
The Merrion Square Monument opposite government buildings at 1200 hours on Saturday morning.
Garden Ore, Air Hookgrip, Chapman, next parade, 15 minutes down the lecture hall for inspection of service dress number one, especially boots. Any questions?
No, sir.
I've just come into the inspection room and everybody is standing up in a line and they're going to be inspected by Sergeant Byrne.
Name tag needs to be brassed up to a higher standard. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Good crease in the trousers. Boots definitely need a bit more work. I'm not happy with them yet. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, report to me after lunch. We want to see a big improvement.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's a few loose threads along your rank markings there. They will be gone for my next inspection. Do you understand?
Yes, Sergeant.
Okay, your tie needs to be tightened up. Okay, look down at your belt buckle. See all the smudges there?
Yes, Sergeant.
I see that you put work into it, but you make sure that it's 100% perfect afterwards. Boots coming along, very good. Keep up the good work.
Can I interrupt there for a minute? Sergeant Byrne, Can I just tell the men to be at ease? Is that okay?
Of course
you can.
Yep.
Will I say it?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, at ease, guys. Okay. We're talking about shoes today on the Mooney Show, and I'm watching you as you're checking out all the uniforms here. Let's talk about shoes and the army. Yep. So somebody comes in, a new recruit. What happens?
Well, first of all, they'd get issued all their kit, their equipment, their uniform, their shoes, their boots and that. And we have to show them, basically, from basic standards, how to look after their kit and equipment. People are not used to bundle boots again. A lot of people wear kind of trainers or just don't polish them anymore. So we really have to take it back to basics and actually show them, each individual, how to polish them, how to bundle them up to get the really, really high shine on them. Then, obviously, some people have never shaved before they join the army. So we have to go through shaving, how to shower properly to make sure they're looking after themselves properly.
Sergeant Byrne, the importance of having shiny shoes to the soldier, what does it say about him or her?
It's a basic thing that they learn in recruit training, and what it means is if you can spend the time and the effort and the self-discipline to work on them, they have the very high standards in barrack conditions. It means you'll look after your uniform, you'll look after your weapons, your equipment, and each other, especially when you're deployed overseas, when it's the harder condition. It's just bringing it back down to very basic level. If you can spend the time and effort and to self-pride into boots, bring them at the highest performance they can be. And Brenda, another important point, when we're deployed overseas, we can be in any sort of weather conditions, hot or cold. Again, we have to look after our boots, you know, polish them up, especially in the hotter climates, so that the leather doesn't crack or anything like that. And a bit of protection on the colder weather or the extreme wet conditions as well. A soldier marches on its feet. Again, you have to look after the boots. They look after your feet in turn.
Thank you, Sergeant Byrne. I'm just going over here to a table where we have some recruits, is it? Or what's your name?
Privates.
Privates. Yeah. And you're polishing your boots.
We are, yeah.
What's your name?
Private O'Hara.
Private O'Hara, when you come into the army first, did you automatically know how to do this or had you to be taught?
No, not at all. When we came in at the start, it was a whiz bang, you know. We didn't know at all how to polish our boots. We were told by the NCOs, the corporal sergeants, they taught us the hard way, you know.
You're good at polishing your boots now?
Well, I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay, go on, show us. Give the listeners on the Mooney Show your tip on how to polish your lovely black shiny boots here.
Yeah, well, first of all, you'd get any excess stuff off a dirt or anything, just scrub it down, you know.
So we're scrubbing the boots, yeah?
Get a bit of a shine on it, then you get your polish then, and we've a method called bulling, which will get a better shine on it than just polishing. Well, you'd get cotton wool, you'd usually get a bit of water on it, get a bit of polish and layer it on. You go through and then it's shine, but you do that a good few times, 8 or 9 times, till you're really happy with it, I suppose. Once it's up to a shiny standard.
You're done?
You're basically done, yeah.
And what's that called again?
Bulling your boots.
And are you very proud of your boots?
Well, I would be, yeah.
So say your boots weren't up to scratch, what would happen?
You'd be thrown off parade, you know. You could be, that could come to the extent of it, you know. You don't really want that.
How many hours between now and Saturday are you going to spend getting your boots ready, would you think?
Say about 4 to 5 hours between now and Saturday.
That's incredible. The best of luck on Saturday. Thank you very much, Private O'Hara.
Gentlemen, next parade, 11:30 hours. Dress, service dress number 1 for ceremonial training. Anybody, any questions?
No, sir.
Carry on.
So there we are. Let me see. I would polish our son's school shoes once or twice a school term, says Susie in Cork. Susie, will you get over it and get them to polish their own shoes? They're the ones that are dirtying them. I can't believe that now.
What?
I polish my son's shoes, Susie, twice a term.
Should I polish my husband's shoes?
You don't.
I don't.
Oh, jeepers, Brenda, if you did. Hi, Derek. I'm polishing my shoes right now, says Christy in Dublin 3, who's ex-army. Hi, Derek and team. I'm a 40-year-old male. I always look at women's shoes. If I don't like them, I don't wear them. No. If I don't like them, it's a deal breaker. I always have clean shoes myself. I have also told my daughter to be aware of a man with dirty shoes. So do you look at women's men's shoes?
Absolutely, yeah.
When you met Dennis first, did you look at his shoes?
Yeah, absolutely. You do a complete scan. It's just natural. It's totally instinctive. It does judge. And if you heard it on the Vox Pop there, you know, the women are saying, if you do see a guy who's come out on a date and you've made a huge effort.
Dirty shoes, dirty underwear. Well, that's what they used to say.
It depends on how you get in the date. But let's just say you've made a huge effort. The hair is done. Everything is great. Mm. You're looking forward to it. And he turns up in dirty shoes, unless he's been working at a farm and there's been an emergency and he's turned up and it's all drama and you kind of fancy him even more after that. But apart from that, that is the only excuse. You've made the effort and he hasn't made the effort. Does he respect you? Does he care?
Listening to you in my garden in Nottingham, have been working in the NHS here for over 30 years and worked with a lot of women. If I had a penny for every time they told me they judge a man by his polished shoes and his smile, I would not have to go to work tomorrow, says Jerry, who's listening in his garden in Nottingham.
Oh, how lovely,
what's the weather like,
Jerry,
in Nottingham today? Don't open your mouth. Don't swallow any flies. Just send an email, all right? The foot guards in London have the best polished boots in the world, says another listener across the water, I think. We have a lot of listeners in the UK, you know.
Good. Hello to everybody.
Yeah, it's great. Hi, Derek and Brenda. My dad always polished the whole family shoes every night. 7 pairs. They would be lined up in the kitchen when we came down for breakfast. When he was young, he used to get his shoes made. I still look at the shoes and eyes as first impression, says Kay in sunny Killarney, Derek's favourite place.
Yeah, well, actually, my grandfather was the shoemaker for the Irish Army. And he used to handcraft.
What do you mean he was the shoemaker for the Irish Army?
His job was actually to make
shoes. He didn't make shoes for everybody.
For the officers.
Well, of course.
Of course, for the officers. And I have memories of them all calling to our old house. Their old house where he lived, the officers would be coming to, you know, get measured for their shoes and the whole lot. And he continued doing it many years after he retired. And every time he'd go to the house, we used to always joke, say there's a great smell of leather in Grandad's house.
Well, there must have been.
Yeah, but he did. Jack O'Leary, he was the army shoemaker.
And what, I presume they were tan colour, were they?
They were tanned. And I mean, he was a cobbler as well. He used to mend shoes and all that. But he used to actually handcraft and make the shoes too. So there you go. So that was a lovely connection for me doing that story.
And where
story
did they get
today.
Their boots, the army guys, now?
Do you know, I didn't ask.
You
them
didn't
that.
Ask that?
I didn't ask
you,
them that.
You, chief reporter in RTE. It, yeah. The chief reporter. You're the Charlie Bird of radio.
No, I swallowed a fly. Other than that, I would have asked them.
Well, are you handing me something, Sinead? Yes, Sinead. She says, she whispers.
Sinead.
Look, Sinead. Look, come in. Would you come in and just tell us? What's this? Bananas are not only tasty and healthy, but during hard times, they can also have another function. The banana skin is apparently great for polishing shoes. Oh. By rubbing the inside of the skin over your shoes, you get a nice glossy shine. The banana skin contains oil and potassium, which also protects your shoes against wear and weathering. Just rub with the banana skin and then with a soft cloth, job done. That's what Sinead is after handing me. Well, actually, I was just telling the girls upstairs during break that 43 million bananas are consumed daily in the United Kingdom. Did you know that? 43 million bananas. I'm not kidding you. The truth. Every day, 43 million bananas.